Hello and welcome to the Pop Papa Napcast, episode number 82. I'm your host, TJ Deitch. And for the record, for what it's worth, I'm recording this on November 4th. I intend to get back on something of a regular schedule after having almost none of one in October. But I hope you guys are doing well. I hope Halloween went well. Basically, I hope the whole month of October went well because I kind of missed it for the most part between being busy with work and the conventions and all kinds of stuff. But I will cover all of that in this episode as we go on. I am today joined by my sometimes co-host, Jack Deitch. He is hanging out with me and he's about to have a bottle, so he will probably be pretty quiet and I will hopefully be able to focus on recording the episode. So as you may have noticed, this week actually saw the release of two different episodes of the Pop, Pop, and Napcast. There's this one, and then the one that I recorded after getting back from the New York Comic Con. As I said in that episode, I wound up being really busy because of the show, which was great. I finally finished up all of my con reporting last week, which shows you how much I had going on. A few other things had popped up work-wise in that department that I had to focus on and switch around to, but I finally am done with all of that stuff. I also had a series of different Halloween-themed freelance assignments that I'd pitched around that I now feel okay talking about because they've gone up. For a website called Topless Robot, which is one of the things I've been freelancing for the longest, I did two different lists. One was the craziest Michael Myers kills in the original Halloween franchise, and the nastiest moments of John Constantine from Hellblazer. Now, the funny thing about both of those lists is that they just kind of came about because I had an idea to, on one hand, watch all of the Halloween movies, and on the other, to read a bunch of Hellblazer trades that I had lying around. So I was able to pitch lists and wound up basically getting paid to do something I probably would have done anyway. I also did two lists for Spinoff Online, which is something that I have kind of started doing recently and really enjoy. Those were focused on new scary movies from this decade, so just the past 4 years. And I had a lot of luck with that. You know, for a while I avoided new horror pretty much across the board, unless I heard really, really good things about something. But in the cases of the movies that I watched for those, I actually had a really good time. I was impressed by what I saw and think that there's a lot of good young talent coming up. So those were something like 5 new indie supernatural movies coming out and 5 new slashers that are kind of keeping that subgenre alive. And then for Marvel.com, the last 4 days of the week leading up to Halloween, I did what we called Halloween Spook Lights on different Marvel characters to coincide with issues that are on Marvel's digital comic book subscription service, Marvel Unlimited. So there was a Tomb of Dracula, there was a Legion of Monsters issue, a Man-Thing issue, and Morbius, one of Spider-Man's vampire-y villains, his first appearance. So that was a lot of fun, and I had actually pitched a few more things that didn't really make it, and you know, I think in the long run it wound up being better that they didn't, just because I wound up having a lot on my plate, and October was probably one of my busiest months between all those things I just mentioned, and the convention, and then personal life stuff. And I will say, it sounds kind of crazy, but it isn't easy necessarily reading comics and watching movies to write a list. Now, I'm not saying it's up there with, like, coal mining or anything. It's not hard work, but it can be a little tricky, especially if you're watching two kids all day, to try and figure out time when you can watch these things. So nap time and Lucy going to school definitely helped in those regards. And the fact that Jack doesn't know what he's seeing also helped a little bit. For the most part, it was a lot of fun, and you can't complain really about getting paid to do a bunch of things that you probably would have done anyway, which was a lot of fun. The other thing that has been keeping us busy, and that I have talked about seemingly ad nauseum on the podcast, is the house. We finally own our house, which means that my dad is out of the hotel, he's staying there, and we have already started doing work on it. We actually closed on Halloween. In the last episode I recorded, I mentioned that we were hopefully closing the Friday before that. We kind of had everything lined up, and then one of the sellers couldn't make it, and he or she, not sure which one, apparently really wanted to be there, didn't want to give power of attorney because it's, you know, their parents' house, which was super frustrating, but, you know, I guess I kind of understand it in the long run. Though it would have been nice to get in there a week early, no matter what. At this point, we have torn down the paneling in the main room, the main upstairs living room area. We'd love to get rid of all the paneling, but my dad was looking at it, and since there were so many nails keeping all this paneling up, we're basically going to need to hire some people to come out and do, I think it's called the skim coat, over the drywall, and then we can paint that however we want to. And we just don't have the money to do it for the entire house. So we're going to go with what our other plan was, which is to paint over the paneling. There's paneling everywhere. And I didn't even really notice that there's also like lime neon green paint everywhere. The entire front foyer window thing is surrounded by green paint. And I honestly never noticed because it's pretty light. And we were there mostly kind of either on cloudy days, I guess, or something. There also just isn't a lot of light in there, especially because everything is this dark wood paneling. Even the paneling in the foyer is tinted green. So we're just going to prime all that and then paint it. We've already primed the three bedrooms upstairs. I washed the walls in the playroom. We've got to wash the walls in the dining room slash kitchen. And then the kind of entryway area, the foyer, whatever you want to call it. And then prime those areas. And on Saturday, we're having a painting party, which is going to be pretty fun. If you're listening to this on Friday and want to come, drop me a line and I'll give you the details. But it's finally shaping up. And we actually have a calendar plan of when this is all happening. So this upcoming weekend, painting. The weekend after that, my dad is going to go out to Michigan, load up a U-Haul, bring it out here, unload into the condo. While he's gone doing that, we're going to rent our own U-Haul, pack this place up, and take everything over to the condo, to the house. So we will be mostly moved in by then. We'll be fully moved in, although, you know, unpacking, and there will probably still be a few things that we haven't been able to paint at that point. But it's kind of good to have a plan. I mean, it's probably not the perfect amount of time, but it does get, you know, my mom out here, all their stuff out here, and it gets us in the house and them in the condo, and so everything will actually really start to move along. There's still a lot of work to do, but we're pretty sure that we can get it all done and figure it out and really get in there and start making it our home, which is really obviously what we're looking forward to. I don't think Lucy really understands it yet because she keeps asking to go over to Grandpa's hotel room. And we're like, Lucy, Grandpa doesn't stay in a hotel room. You saw his room in the house because he's staying in what will be my office downstairs because we're not painting that room at all. There is like a living room and a hallway down there that leads out to the garage that will be painted, but we'll take care of that probably early one of the mornings so it doesn't, you know, affect him. But she was a little bummed out because on Sunday we spent all day there pretty much priming and doing other stuff. And she hung out in the downstairs living room area. And I think she was getting pretty bored because, there's just not that much to do. It wasn't great weather. Em's parents did come this weekend. They actually came the weekend before as well because when we thought we were closing, they planned to come and did their, you know, best, but they weren't able to cancel their hotel room. So they hung out the weekend before. We picked apples. We did a few other things. And that was fun. And then they came out this weekend and it was for more work. They watched Lucy and Jack while we closed. And then we all met up together. My dad came over and we all went over to the house for a little bit. And then from there we went trick-or-treating with Lucy and some of her friends at our friend's neighborhood. Although it was pretty cold and Lucy wound up not really wanting to trick-or-treat that much. So we only did about 6-7 houses. There weren't a ton when we started that were actually passing out candy. Hold on. And then she wanted to stop, which I was okay with. She was dressed up as Elsa in a costume that my wife made. Jack was Olaf from Frozen as well. My wife was Sven, the reindeer. And I was going to try to be the ice monster from Frozen. But I just didn't have any time to focus on it or figure out how to do like a good mask or headpiece or anything. So I wound up going in the monkey costume that my mom made me in college, which still fits, which is great. And so that was fun. I was plenty warm. I don't know about everybody else, but I gotta say, I wasn't too upset when she said she was done because it meant that we could come back home to the condo and relax because I knew we were going to have a very busy weekend. And we did. Saturday, we pulled down all the paneling. started getting ready for priming, and then Sunday we primed. Em's parents went home about halfway through the day, and then the rest of us kind of stuck around. I basically watched the kids for a little while Em primed, and Dad kept working on the big window thing in the front, getting rid of this weird yellow plastic stuff that looks like the bottom of bottles. And so that's all done for the most part. It's got to be cleaned up in the window. The second pane's put back in, and the paneling's all down. We got to figure out how to get rid of it. But those are all things that we will figure out as we go. So it's really coming along well. Halloween went pretty well. It wasn't as busy as we thought it was going to be, which actually is fine by me, because I don't really like trick-or-treating. I don't think that'll come as much of a surprise to regular listeners who hear me complain about things with a lot of kids, but it's not what I like about Halloween. The things I like about Halloween are more the grown-up, scary movie-type things. And I had actually the least Halloween-y Halloween that I've had in a while, because I didn't watch any movies. We came back, I was pretty tired. I helped my dad move a mattress that we had in storage back over to the house. Came back home, I probably fell asleep on the couch or something, and just didn't have it in me to watch a movie. We've been very tired lately. For one thing, we're doing a lot of work at the house. But for another, Jack is still teething, or something. We're not, sure what, because he can't tell us. But it's been a very difficult last few days. We've had some pretty tough days here and there throughout the last few weeks. But last night and the night before, he woke up a ton. He needed to be rocked back to sleep a lot after eating, and he didn't go down for naps, and like Em and her parents and Lucy went out to get the paint for the house, because we've got everything chosen, and about 5 minutes after he left, it was just me and my dad here with him, because I think we were watching football, about 5 minutes after they left, he just started screaming, and basically didn't stop screaming until my wife got home again. So we had a morning like that today. Yesterday wasn't as bad, but, the nights have been tough. Lucy's still coming in our room and sleeping, which means that she's muscling in on my territory, which doesn't leave me a lot of space to operate. And it's just been a tough few days. I know a lot of this stuff will get better when we move, because Jack will have his own room. We'll be able to set up the crib. Her parents got us a mattress, so that'll work out. And he can actually have his own room and space, and that'll be great. Yeah, you looking forward to having your own room? Yeah. But in the meantime, we're still dealing with a lot of that, and we're dealing with just a lot of clutter issues, even though we've started taking stuff over to the new house. Again, it's about keeping it in perspective right now. These things won't be as big a problems in a just a few weeks, which is pretty great. And I don't know if the Lucy coming to our bed thing will be as big of a deal, because each room in this house has its own thermostat and electric heater built in. Yeah. So we'll be able to regulate the heat better, which means that, when Lucy gets cold, she won't necessarily, she hopefully won't get as cold as quickly as she has been. So that would be very nice to change, because our bed is getting very crowded. Saying hi to the folks. So anyway, like I said, I got a lot of my stuff done. I wasn't late on any of my Halloween-related content, which was nice. And now that that's all done and the New York Comic Con stuff is done, I'm back to more of a regular pace as far as my work goes. Things are a little light right now, which is actually fine, because I can use a bit of a break. Plus, I didn't do any of it yesterday, but I assume I will start packing up more stuff during the day so that we can take it over when we do go over, or like when my dad comes over, we can kind of hand off some stuff that he can take back, because we do have a lot of stuff to pack, and that is going to be a pretty big job, not even counting the moving of things. So got to start getting moving on that. But overall, I like kind of where we're at. I'm glad that things have slowed down for me work-wise, so I can relax a little bit. I can spend a little bit more time hanging out with the kids instead of being so stressed out. And we can hang out a little bit better, which will be good. Yeah. You like hanging out? All right, that brings us into a little bit of book nook time. Lucy's been reading and wanting to read a lot of the same books, although she has been falling asleep kind of out in the living room a little bit more than normal. which is actually fine by me because it means I don't have to spend all that time in her room while she fights sleep. And so when she does do that, or she stays up later and then we do books in bed, it's usually one book, it's usually a short one, and then she goes to sleep. Lately, it's been the Girl Power superhero book that I mentioned that's associated with DC Comics and all that, which is great. I love that book, and I do tend to offer that up first if I'm trying to think of books for her to check out. Although last night, we did read one that she's had since she was born, but I don't believe we'd read it before. It's called Every Cowgirl Needs a Horse by Rebecca Janney and illustrations by Lynn Averill. My cousin and his wife gave this to us. When we had a baby shower, one of the things that was on the invitation or whatever was to send a book. And so that's actually where the majority of Lucy's library has come from. And so it's neat kind of reading these books to her and, you know, seeing who gave them to us. And it's something cool that we can share with her. And so she doesn't see these relatives a lot, but it's nice to know that, you know, there's a part of them kind of in our house and in her library. But anyway, this was actually the first time I had read this to her. I don't know if my wife had it at another time or what, but it's just a neat little book about a girl named Nellie Sue who fancies herself a cowgirl. And it's her birthday and she wants a horse, but instead she gets a bike. And it's just a neat story. I mean, it's I'm always looking for something that kind of plays with gender, you know, stereotypes or whatever. Not even stereotypes, just like ideas, because I want my daughter and my son to not be as constrained by those old ideas that I'm always maligning, and instead be kind of open to doing whatever feels right for them. And so in this book, the main character, she wears like a pink cowgirl hat, and she really wants a horse, but she's, you know, rough and tumble, and she's kind of a cool, tough little kid and likes cowboy stuff, which I can't say I necessarily share with her. I've only ever seen a couple of westerns and they're not exactly my favorite thing, but I just thought this was a fun little book that kind of goes in different places than other ones that I have read to her, which is cool. And then I want to move into TV talk. I've actually gotten a lot of stuff from a couple different companies for review purposes lately, and I wanted to finally get around to talking about them, though I'll probably have more detailed thoughts in a little while. It's just that with everything that's been going on, we haven't had time to really sit down and watch too much, but I did want to go back and talk about one that I got, and I believe I mentioned a few episodes back, but it's called My Little Pony, Friendship is Magic, Spooktacular Pony Tales. This is a kind of Halloween-themed My Little Pony compilation disc, I guess. There's six episodes on here, plus a sing-along feature. And they're not necessarily Halloween-themed, but they all have kind of scary elements. At first, Lucy wasn't super into it. She's a little iffy on My Little Ponies. I think she likes the idea of them, but she hasn't really glommed on to the idea for whatever reason. And I think I mentioned this before as well, but when we talked about the first My Little Pony Friendship is Magic DVD, I said that I'm kind of I'm not a brony necessarily because I'm not as into it. I'm like brony adjacent. I support the idea. It's just not something that is like really up my alley. This DVD is definitely up my alley. Around Halloween, she was watching this a lot more. And so I got to see it more and I really enjoyed it. The first episode on here actually deals pretty cleverly with, you know, a big bear named Ursa that's brought about from the stars and stuff, which I thought was cool. And then, you know, the rest of the episodes are Boastbusters, Stairmaster, Luna Eclipsed, Sleepless in Ponyville, Castle Mania, and Bats. So it's a pretty neat group. At first, Lucy was a little scared of them, but then, like with most things of that nature, once she's seen it a time or two, she's used to it, and it doesn't really bother her that much. So if you have a kid who's, I know it's past Halloween, but for future, or even, I mean, my kid watches Halloween stuff during Christmas and Christmas stuff throughout the whole year. So, you know, you don't necessarily have to keep to the season. Plus, I kind of like, because I'm so busy in October, I like kind of carrying over the spookiness into November because, you know, that's when fall really hits. That's when things are really kind of brown and dying outside. And it just kind of lends itself equally well to the horror Halloween season. And then around Thanksgiving, I kind of switch over. But if your kid is kind of into that stuff, or if you're looking for a My Little Pony collection that will kind of appeal to your kid and you a little bit, if you're, you know, a little bit of a horror fan or a big horror fan, I definitely recommend checking out My Little Pony, Friendship is Magic, Spooktacular Pony Tales. On a related note, I also got a review copy of My Little Pony Equestria Girls Rainbow Rocks. Now, this is part of kind of a side franchise that My Little Pony Friendship is Magic has. I believe I talked about this as well on the podcast, but the main character of My Little Pony is Princess Twilight. There's a movie called My Little Pony Equestria Girls where she comes to like the real world, or world where ponies don't rule, but humans are around. They happen to be like multicolored humans, like pink and blue and all that stuff, but they're still humans. When she shows up there, she discovers that there are basically analogs in this high school for all of her friends from back home who are ponies. So they're not ponies transposed into human form in this world. They're just exactly like her friends who are ponies in the other world. It's a little confusing if you try to think about it too hard, but it makes sense within the story. So Rainbow Rocks is kind of the follow-up to that. And the girls that are actual girls, the Equestria girls, realize that there are these three other high school girls who seem to be feeding off of like chaos, basically. And it's called Rainbow Rocks, so there's a band element to it. And I always love seeing music portrayed in cartoons, especially I was in a band in high school. I did a battle of the bands, which is kind of what this turns into. And I'm especially fond of the idea of like music having power that you actually get to see in a movie. It's kind of like in Scott Pilgrim vs. the World or a few other things where like, you know, you hit the bass string and you see like something shoot out. You kind of feel that way when you play an instrument. Like it almost should have like a visual component that kind of washes over the crowd. There is some of that in here, and like music is used to fight evil, and that's really cool. So I do really like this. We actually just watched this today again, and Lucy was into it, but she had to go to school, so we stopped it short, and we'll probably finish it up later. This one also has a bunch of bonus material. Again, we haven't gotten to it yet. There's an audio commentary, 8 prequel shorts, and again, sing-alongs. I'm not sure if the prequel shorts are set in the Equestria world or in the My Little Pony world, but either way, that's a pretty good amount of stuff in one package. The version that I got sent is the Blu-ray and DVD, and I gotta say, like, as always with everything I've gotten from Shout Kids and Shout Factory and even Hasbro, like, their Blu-ray stuff looks fantastic. You know, it's a perfect medium for animation as far as I'm concerned, because everything looks so bright and vibrant and fun. And so again, this also gets the thumbs up. There's 2 other things that I've gotten. One that I haven't actually had time to watch, and that's Maleficent, the movie with Angelina Jolie. This one we haven't shown to Lucy because we wanted to watch it first and kind of gauge whether we think she'd be into it. Now, she knows about the movie because they advertised it like crazy on ABC and on Disney Channel even. They did their kind of like kids talking about the movie thing. We're just not sure if it's too dark and scary for her, even though she's seen Sleeping Beauty, especially the Sleeping Beauty Diamond Edition that I reviewed again a couple episodes back, that also looks amazing and fantastic. So I will be curious to watch this, and I will definitely let you guys know, hopefully in the next week, before the next episode, we'll be able to get into this. This also has like a ton of extras, deleted scenes, a thing about Ellie Fanning becoming Aurora, a featurette about going from fairy tale to film, building an epic battle, classic couture, and Maleficent revealed. So this is a movie that we really want to watch. We just haven't been able to get to it. But the last one that I've also been sent that we have been able to watch and I really enjoyed was Planes, Fire, and Rescue. I know that we watched the original Planes. We got it from, I think, the library and watched it. Luce watched it once, and so I gotta say, like, I probably read through it or whatever, and I didn't necessarily pay a lot of attention. It's basically about a plane voiced by Dane Cook, who is a crop duster who wants to become, like, a super fast race plane, but he's got a couple problems. In this movie, Fire and Rescue, I thought it was really clever how they took him and brought him into something that's completely different, but somewhat similar, that keeps the themes going, but doesn't feel like a retread. I mean, that's the problem with a lot of sequels. They just feel like you're doing the same thing a second time. And, you know, kids probably don't mind. But there is something to be said about actually being creative with your sequels. So with this one, he shifts gears over to being
a fired rescue plane, the planes that drop anti-fire chemicals on forest fires and that kind of a thing. And so again, there's a lot of like his struggles to, you know, live up to the responsibilities of the job he has, and getting along with the crew, and deciding whether or not he's going to reveal, you know, his limitations to other people. And so there's, I think, a lot of interesting messages in there for kids to kind of absorb to an extent. And then also it's just a fun and, again, great-looking movie. We watched that one once. I really enjoyed it. I would not be opposed to Lucy wanting to watch that over and over again. So those four movies, well, those three movies I recommend. Maleficent, I will still let you know because, again, I have a feeling it might be a little dark for her, but I you know, I don't want to judge either way ahead of time. I just want to watch it because I want to watch it and my wife wants to watch it, and then we will decide whether or not she can watch it. That's kind of all the main topics. I did want to give one kind of update on the house stuff. I know in the beginning of this episode I said I was recording on Tuesday, and I did, and then I stopped and I'm finishing up on Thursday. But yesterday I kind of focused on getting stuff that I had already packed, because I packed a bunch of stuff like 3 months ago that's just been sitting in corners and in my closet and elsewhere. I kind of got that all together, and then we loaded up my dad's car, his SUV, and we took it all over. And even though it's just like a tiny drop in the bucket, it felt really good to get some stuff out of here. And then today I spent a little bit more time and plan to spend more time kind of getting everything together that I can. We're finally to the point where I can start getting some bigger stuff out of here. I mean, there's a shelf in the corner that had my wife's craft books and a few other things. I can get that out now because I packed those boxes up, and we've got these bigger kind of square shelves that one of them can pretty much go at this point. So I'm really looking forward to kind of getting that going. We're a couple days away from the painting party now. My friends and Em's friends are going to come together and help us out, which, you know, I'm already thankful for ahead of time. And I'm really looking forward to getting into the house and start kind of making it ours even more. I mean, we have done a few things, but it's just little tiny bits and pieces here and there compared to actually making it like a place that we want to live. But it's all a process, and I figured that the packing really needs to get done because I don't know when else it will be. I mean, we're going to move everything, not this upcoming Saturday, but the Saturday after that. So we're going to have it mostly packed. Well, all packed, really. So I'm doing my best to kind of get the living room and more of my stuff together. And then Em and I will focus on getting, like, the stuff in our room and Lucy's stuff all in, you know, the right place to get it out of here so we can move in and start living in our new house. But it has been a little weird, like, owning the house and only going to it once in the past 3 days. Or 4 days, I guess. We might swing by again tonight to drop some more stuff off. But it's really weird because there's been all this build-up, and then the actual closing was kind of anticlimactic. And then we went over and we just immediately started doing work. And it's like, we worked so hard for this thing and we can't enjoy it yet. I usually get really excited when I have a new thing, a new book or movie or toy or anything really, that I'm just like excited to kind of like dig in and have fun with it. And we're just not ready to have fun with this yet. We're still working on getting it to the point where we can have fun with it. So just part of the process, and hopefully I will be able to come back next week with another update on how the painting went and how moving went, or I guess is going. I'm really hoping to get back on schedule as far as these episodes go, and which shouldn't be too bad because it helps when Lucy's at school. And I'm feeling better. I'm coming down with a little bit of something right now, but it'll hopefully be a quick thing. But with that, I'm going to close out. My name is TJ Deitch. This is the Pop Papa Napcast. You can check it out on poppapa.com. That's poppapa.com. I will have show notes for this episode, which is number 82. I also run United Monkey. That's MONKEE.com, where I do pop culture stuff. I'm catching up on a lot of the horror things that I missed out on blogging about throughout October. I did almost nothing throughout September and October, so I'm kind of doing that. I also have monkeyingaroundthekitchen.com, no spaces, everything's spelled normally. That is my food blog, which I haven't updated in a while also, but it is a nice resource if you're looking for some good meals to try out. You can go through the archives, and I kind of redesigned it about a month ago, and I dig the design. And then I am on Twitter, at Papadietsch. It's PopPadietsch. That's the best place to get a hold of me. If you want to leave a comment, you can do it on the show notes. Hit me up on Twitter, or go on iTunes, and you can leave some comments or feedback. That'd be great. And that's it. All right, gang. Have a good one.